It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. I had a terrific walk this morning. This is the first morning that at this hour, 10 o'clock in the morning, we are having temperatures above zero. So I'm going to take advantage of it. And we have quite a forecast. I'll talk about that in a moment. But before we do, let's look back at the wonderful month of February so far. We have had so far 15 days out of the month so far, out of the 21 or so, that have had a 0 degree temperature or colder. Pretty impressive for the whole season now, for the whole winter, we are approaching 40. I always think, you know, a typical winter, we have about 30 days below zero, and a cold winter, we might hit 50, but here we are now approaching 40. The average temperature for the month as of this date is about 3.5 degrees. Now that compares to the normal February of 13.5. That's right, 10 degrees colder than normal. And we've had some really terrific ones as well. This week we had a couple of mornings of minus 25 at my house. Anyway, that's the February we have. Is it just a cold one? I compared it last time to the February of 2021 when we had a really cold snap. That cold snap, according to the forecast, let's look at one more statistic, and that is snow. We have had, for the month of February, we have had 16 inches of snow, and this compares to the norm of about 9. Once again, quite a bit above normal. We are having an interesting forecast, though. According to Weather Service, we're starting on this weekend, we're starting to get days that are going to be much warmer, 38, 40, so forth degrees for several days. We'll see what that does as we get through the rest of the month. No doubt it's going to bring about some melting and changing in the snow. The snowpack, which is about a foot, is going to be changing that snowpack. But we'll see what happens. It's certainly going to change our average temperature for the whole month. Okay, other things of note. We are approaching sunrise. We passed this past week. We passed on the 18th. We passed the 10 and a half hours of daylight. And we are approaching sunlight now in the morning, sunrise at about 7 o'clock. Sunrise will start happening before 7 o'clock in just a few days, by the 23rd. Then on the other end, sunsets. Sunsets which have been before 6 o'clock for several weeks, a couple months, are now going to be later than 6 o'clock starting the first week of March. So, yeah, the days definitely get longer. By the 27th, 11 hours of daylight, and we're moving towards the vernal equinox, which this year is on the 20th. Also, we are moving towards daylight savings time, which is on the 9th. And we're even closer to the Weather Service, which the Weather Service calls the first day of spring, March 1. We're getting closer to that. However, March 1 is usually not very springish. We'll see what Mother Nature has to offer. Other things of note, the eruption of the owls is still going on. In my county here, we have had sightings of both the great gray and the boreal owl this past week. But it's other birds that I've been finding very interesting. Yeah, at Canal Park in the open water, there's a large flocks of golden eyes, very interesting ducks. They're really tough ducks that live in the far north. They find if there's any open water anywhere, they will take advantage of it. Also this week, there have been sightings of goshawk and merlin and bald eagles. Bald eagles I see quite often. They've been wintering with us. We talk a lot about the great gray owl and the boreal owls coming down here in the winter in this eruption, but we also have barred owls and great horned owls that have wintered with us, and I've been hearing them calling. Snowy owls are still in some areas around Superior, though the hawk owls are a little bit less this year. I like to look no further than my own bird feeder. It's been very interesting lately. I've had all winter, I've had what I call the same seven that been consistent and great companions throughout the winter. That is the black-capped chickadee, the white-breast nuthatch, blue jay, three kinds of woodpeckers, downy, hairy, and red-bellied, and then, of course, the turkeys. The turkeys have grouped up to be about almost 20, 18. There's a flock of 18 that comes in almost every day. Three males, all the rest females, and the males seem to be strutting around, fanning their tail, showing off, trying to show who's the who's the boss of the whole thing. But otherwise, it's the other birds that have come in that have been so interesting. I have also got a movement of finches that have shown up at the bird feeder. Four kinds of finches virtually every day. They are the purple finch, which started to show up earlier in the winter, goldfinch, which were kind of sporadic during the winter, and pine siskin, which didn't show up at all until February, but now the flocks are, yesterday I counted 40 in a flock. They're really an interesting little bird. They're a cousin of the goldfinch. The goldfinch gets well known for being yellow and black wings and so forth. Well, the pine siskin doesn't have that. It's got yellow on its wing, but not nearly as much as the goldfinch. Otherwise, he's this kind of a little brown-streaked bird. And then there, of course, are a few redpolls. But he put these all together, and so the bird watching at the bird feeder has been very interesting lately, and almost to the point where, you know, I just don't want to miss it. Crows and ravens continue to be active, and some of those, not so much the ravens but the crows, some of those might even be migrants. Last week, I saw a few horned larks, very early migrants. Among the mammals, we have a deeper snowpack now, so it's a little bit harder for the critters to move, but I find deer are very active. They are hungry, and they're showing up at the bird feeder in the daytime. It was for a while, they would only show up at dusk, and now they're showing up in the daytime. They're very hungry. The squirrels are hungry. And they move through the snowpack trying to find their food cache that they buried last fall, or they come through the bird feeder. So very, very active. Mice and voles and shrews, I don't see much of it because they stay under the snow. Foxes, coyotes, and the rabbit family. Rabbits and hare are all in their breeding time now. It's amazing how much snowshoe hare tracks I have been seeing. They're very active at this time. At night, the flying squirrels continue to be active. So the mammals are out there. Now, we're going to have some mild weather. And when we get mild weather this time of year, be on the lookout for some things that are going to happen. One, we have a few sleeping mammals, I won't call them hibernators, sleeping mammals that will wake up and start moving around. Sometimes we notice them by their odor, and of course what I'm referring to is a skunk. I would be surprised if we do not smell skunks during this mild spell. Raccoons, the same thing, and even chipmunks. Chipmunks are the deepest sleepers of the three, but they do wake up and they do come out for a while, and then they usually go back to their den again. Next thing to be on the lookout for is the trees. The trees will absorb a lot of this sunlight on these longer days that we're getting. They will absorb it into their bark of their trunk, and then it radiates back out to the snow around the tree, causing a little bit of melting and what I refer to as tree circles. Start to notice that. That's not going to happen as we get towards March. And then tree circles are often an indicator that maybe the sap will be running soon. Also, the buds of quaking aspen, pussy willows will start to be opening if they're not already starting to open. And then, of course, the red osier dogwood, a little shrub that grows along the roadside, just turns bright red. Don't be surprised if you're doing some commuting and see a growth of very bright red shrubs along the roadside. That's the red osier dogwood. So we are going into the last week of February now, and keep your eyes open. There's going to be a lot of things happening, so take care. Have a good one.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.